Former National Assembly Speaker Baleka Mbete has opened up about her health, urging young people to take better care of themselves.
Have you had a what one would consider a serious health scare?
Not really. I'm very lucky. I haven't been as unwell as I've seen other age mates. Of course, I'm diabetic, which is not something anyone enjoys because you, at a certain point, have to inject yourself daily, which is something I hate with every, you know, bit of energy in my body. I don't get used to it. Each time I have to inject, I think twice. It's like stage fright.
We have that problem with South Africans with diabetes.
Yes.
There's something that...
You don't know how much.
Yeah.
I listened to my doctor when he was doing this in the past 2 weeks on the eye, because this was as a result of not managing quite well the medication regimen.
Yeah, diabetes.
Of the diabetes.
Yes.
So what would happen, I'm supposed to, after breakfast, take my tablets and inject. So some mornings I feel under pressure. I want to be in the office at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
So, okay, I'll take the medication when I get to the office. And when you get to the office, you forget. You prioritize whatever that made you rush there anyway, as usual, which is something you are so used to, you know. And by the time you check, it's the end of the day. So you only take your medication at the wrong time. And some damage begins to happen within your system.
Yes.
In particular, there are these tiny blood vessels in the eye that then react by bleeding.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I've got a very good doctor, Dr. Lihodi.
Yes.
He just opened a center in Pretoria called Mbudule Center, Eye Center. Very good. So he fights with me about the management of the sugar he has over the years. But he's had to do surgery on these eyes.
Oh, no, recently.
Well, this was the second time round. Yeah, some years back it was done. And now it was because of the blood sugar and mismanagement and all that. And he had to put something last year, which now he put me back in the theater to remove.
Oh, no.
Then he put me back a week later because he said, I think I need to put back what I had put, which I removed last week.
What a...
Imagine what to your eye.
What a project.
A project and a half.
Amazing.
That's things you don't attend to when you are young. It has to do with the diet. It has to do with just lifestyle also, broadly. Mm. So I think it's something to share to younger generations that we must pay attention. We must listen. We must learn how to improve so that your generation doesn't go through what I am going through.
Yes.
Which, of course, the earlier generation was even worse. Please look after your health. Live better lives than we lived, because even information is more accessible in easier ways that get to you more easily. So please, guys, do better than us.
She was in conversation with broadcaster David Mashabela on his podcast. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.